If you could turn your cell phone ringers off, there's a sign-in sheet. You'd like to sign in so that we know who is here.
No.
Pretty quick. First order would be a public comment for anything that's not on the agenda tonight. Well,
don't we have to do attendance first?
Yeah.
Roll. Or, oh yeah.
Here.
Roll.
Hey, Steve Warnke, Brian Rell.
Here.
Jake Plumker.
Here.
Andrew Benjamin.
Here.
Troy Richire, John Merrill.
Here.
Jim McGee.
Here.
Bill Norris.
Here.
Carl Kohler. Bob Woodmansey. Doug Baker.
Here.
All right. Now, any public comment for this? Not seeing none, we'll close it to public comment. Approval of the minutes for January 7th. If anyone has any comments or additions or subtractions,
move to approve the minutes for January 7th.
Second that.
Thanks, guys. All in favor?
Yes.
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 Minutes for January 21st. Any comments, changes?
Move the approval of the minutes of January 21st.
Second. Thanks, John.
Second.
Right. Doug seconds. All in favor?
Yes.
Okay, now, now the replat. And vacation of utility easements for lot 77 and 78 at Steamboat Lakes subdivision, filing number 2. Would the petitioner want to start? Or we've read the packet and things too, you know. So if you have anything,
have a presentation Chris asked me earlier. We think the packet signifies what you're asking pretty clearly. So.
Thanks, Chris. Do you have any comments other than the new? You handed out a new list of conditions.
First off, I haven't received any other comments, any other public comments, so nothing is happening there. And the reason that I have sent you these revised COAs and plat notes, I'm a little rusty on doing the requests because, as you know, I've been doing oil and gas forever and a day, and I've been pulled back into this, which I'm glad of doing it again. But I just miss these general conditions that are usually applied to plats, and especially the one that's under 9F. We always include a declaration of covenants that still needs to follow under those requirements. So these are all just standard. I just missed a few of them when I was doing the staff report. So the ones that are in bold are the new ones that I proposed for you to take a look at. There is one mark out on number 10. It refers to the septic fields. There are no septic fields up there, so it's really impactful. So I think we can strike that out if you'd like to do that.
I had a question on number 7.
Okay.
With the, it says for a grading and excavating permit for any excavation or construction, and usually that's 300 yards or more. Normally, we wouldn't need to pull a G&E permit for a garage.
If it's 300 cubic yards, they may have to. So if they'll have
well, to. I mean, if they have to, but it just said any excavation.
Oh,
so
I see what you're saying.
I just didn't know. I mean, if it's required, fine, but not. They don't necessarily need it for any excavation. It's over.
Right, you're right. We can revert that if you'd like to. That we can put it in your probably if needed instead of prior to the initiation of any excavation or construction. You can put if needed.
Yeah, that would be fine. I just
okay.
Might one less permit possibly.
Yeah. Any other comments on those? Any questions?
Sure. I guess I'd have a question possibly on number 8. Do the Colorado Division of Wildlife recommendations for fencing match the covenants?
I can't answer that. there is not, is there any fencing?
The covenants do not allow for fencing of any type.
Covenants don't allow for fencing, but if you want a fence, it can meet the Colorado Bird and Wildlife recommendation. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, so it's, since the covenants don't allow it, I don't, you're not putting a fence.
No fence.
So whether we want to leave it or it doesn't really matter to you either way, if it's in, if it doesn't apply, if it's, so however you feel, Chris, we can leave it in with no objections.
Yeah, and we don't enforce covenants.
Yeah.
So.
All right, so we'll
it just seemed very specific.
Yeah, and it's a general condition that have been placed on almost all of the lots of that subdivision because of the concerns earlier with the migration routes that open here. And you know, it's been from past divisions of property that a lot of these have come about and have been carried out through the years. And like I said, I missed some of these on the in the staff report, just being a little rusty, and I apologize for that.
Having a little redundancy isn't bad, or whatever, especially in, you know, instances. Any other questions or comments?
What was the final decision on 10?
Close it down.
10 was just saying that septic fields aren't necessary up there anyway because they're on a water system, so that was just being deleted.
So that, those words are deleted?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, petitioner, do you have any objections to any of the added conditions that...
No, the no-build zone will be on the, I think it's written here, the southeast corner of the lot 77
as it goes down into the drainage.
So they weren't planning on
building.
That's why they're asking for this
because
they can't
build
that.
Yeah.
Right. So.
It's nice to have some.
The
bigger lot doesn't have 3% close to the drainage.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah. All right. Makes sense to me, too.
We still have two buildable lots.
Yes.
One with an existing structure that's looking at our garage. The next lot will still be a conforming, buildable lot.
Right, which means that the current requirements, I don't know if that lot, you know, that's where the well is. One of their wells up there, it could be years before that lot is ever allowed some sort of construction for a single family because it's the water and sanitation district. Who knows if that'll happen? Right now they have that building construction on there, and all of that would be removed before they
place
this
building. And the sanitation district owns the neighboring lot?
I think there's a well in the building in there.
Yeah, there's a well, and the building has a some sort of a system for the something in the water to filter it. I'm sorry, I don't remember what it was. That's reasonable.
There's probably a chlorinator in there.
Okay. It's nice to have an agreeable neighbor.
Yeah. Very much so, yeah.
Yeah, that's really...
Yeah, sure is.
That's good. I guess that there's several motions to be made tonight, right?
With two.
Or just two. With no other comments, would anyone...
Mr. Chair.
There you go.
I move to approve the final plat of lots 77 and 78 with findings of fact 1 as written and with Chris's new conditions of approval of 1 through 6 as written. And 7 to add to the end of if needed. And 8 as written, and 9. as written, and then 10 with septic fields struck from the condition.
Second.
Doug seconds.
And we're going to...
Was Doug correct?
Yeah.
And we're going to have a friendly amendment that changes 7 to strike prior to the initiation.
No, he just added if needed to.
If needed, and striking prior. Or just added.
Yeah, we just added it.
Gotcha, gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Almost the same way.
It works. Any other comments or? No? All in favor?
Yes.
Chair votes yes.
Opposed?
Any opposed? No. Well, everyone said yes. You can't oppose it. You made the motion.
Okay, boys.
Any amendment to the second part of this or?
A motion.
Mr. Chair, I would move to approve the vacation of easements activity number PL-15-1065 with the final plat of lot 7778 to Steamboat Lake, Steamboat Lake finding 2. Finding of fact number 1 is written and conditions 1 and 2 is written.
Second.
Jim seconds. Any comments or additions to? No? All in favor?
Yes.
Anyone opposed? Seeing none, motion carries.
Garage on.
Yeah. Build your garage.
You all appreciate
you. You're welcome.
Yeah. Thanks for dealing with the process.
Hey, absolutely.
And the weather.
Yeah.
Hey.
And I guess Christy has a staff report, or?
Administrative report. Just wanted to follow up on one of the last applications that you all heard, which was for the stage remine permit. There were two. There was one for the hall permit itself, and then one for the actual stage remine that went to the Board of County Commissioners. And for the hall permit, you all decided to not extend the life of the permit from the 5 to the 10 years that was being requested. The BCC decided to go with the 5 years based on the fact that they felt comfortable enough with two conditions of approval that were already written into the permit. One, which was number 2, which has, it's one of our general conditions where it gives you all the ability to hear an application if there are complaints. And the other was the specific condition, I believe it was number 26, and that had to do with the trucks out on the road, specifically that the mine wouldn't be able to use 70-ton trucks going south unless they finished and completed the road work. Also, they had road and bridge there at the meeting, and although they did note originally that they would recommend to keep it 5 years, they didn't specifically write that in your comments because they didn't feel strongly that it needed to stay at 5 years, and that they were comfortable with the conditions of approval. So that was the reason why.
So BCC moved to 10 years?
They went with 5 years.
They went with 5 years?
Sorry, 10 years.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. And just didn't make any sense. Right. And then there was the other permit, which had to do with the mine itself, and the applicants were asking for the amendment to allow for the core holes and the bore holes to be included as part of the permit itself. And they went along with your recommendation with that and only allowed the core holes, the utility core holes, to be included in that permit. As far as what we have scheduled, the next couple of hearings, the next meeting on March 3rd is canceled. Thereafter, we have a few scheduled. On March 17th, we have housekeeping. We have some minor amendments that we'll be bringing forward to you all, along with, we will be seeing Chris again on one of her applications for another consolidation plat in the same
input that you heard tonight. And then thereafter, April 7th, Stagecoach, the community plan, the draft will be before you all. So that is finally moving forward. And then it will be scheduled with the Board of County Commissioners the first week in May. So that's all we have for now. So Chris has some comments as well.
Chad wanted to let you know that we received applications for the Planning Commission openings. And one of those is that Dick has decided to step away. But the good news is we had two applications from Yalba.
Wow.
So that seems to be going to work out real well. Ronnie, as Chris just said, she's not feeling well, but she'll be calling everyone to set up the interviews. So those of you who are re-upping, she'll be calling you to let you know when those dates are and if it works for you. Just so you know, that's coming up. And that we're planning, hopefully, to have a joint meeting with the Board of County Commissioners in April. That date hasn't been set yet. They're not wanting to have it on a Planning Commission hearing, regular schedule date, unless there isn't anything scheduled. So as we get a little bit closer, we'll let you know when that's going to happen.
So they wouldn't want to just do it on the 3rd, the meeting that's canceled?
We could. If for some reason we don't have an application.
Well, that's March.
Yeah.
The meeting that's canceled is
March.
She's referring to
We want to, if like for the person that comes from Yampa, we want to have them on board so that when we have the joint meeting, everybody hears the same thing to start off the year with any new people that might be appointed. So that's why we're doing it in April.
So Dick would have been contested anyway, right?
No, I've been passing the word along. Get somebody.
Oh, you'd be like, how many?
Do we need to have any master plan discussions between now and the time we meet commissioners?
Oh, of course.
It's not planned.
Yeah.
And we haven't advertised for that.
Well, I'm just asking.
We can mention that to Chad, but I don't think we should have fit in before we have the hearing with the Board of County Commissioners.
I think the plan is a generic, just general conversation on the master plan.
Yeah.
So we may have the minutes, and there'll be a staff report put together based on our last conversation, which we all had with all of you for that night. So there'll be, you know, discussion points and some of the items that have been pulled out of the meetings from over the past year that have come up from the public or comments from you all as well. So that will be in the staff report prior to that meeting.
Is the March 3rd meeting for sure? Like, there's no, is it with the Farm Column?
Yeah, we would have missed any location.
And that's it.
All right. Drive safely.
Yes.
Have
to. That's it. Sure. Done. How many more meetings do we need? I'll finish up. I was thinking April, but I'm good. I've been telling people, hey,